If you've ever wondered what the future holds for you, or even a little one on the way, it might be worthwhile finding out what's happening when they start hitting the books from kindergarten to university. We asked futurist and founder of Iris World and Riven Institute, Phil Riven, what the future holds for education. One of the things that's been brought up is virtual education. What does this mean? Is it virtual reality, augmented reality? Are we talking about teaching by Skype? What is it?
I think it's a number of those things. Historically, of course, we've had virtually a teacher and pupil relationship for almost all forms of learning, going back to whether they be primary, secondary or university education as well. But I think the advent of the post-industrial age, which the Americans tended to call the infotronics age, that in a sense brought a virtual dimension into education, which has been fairly slow over the last 50 years to be fully taken up. But it's gathering pace enormously now, not only in universities, but certainly in the primary schools as well. And some of the analysts for the primary and secondary schools are now saying that it's going to be far better to have classes of 45 students rather than 22, where you can divide them into three lots of 15. So at any one point of time, the teacher's only, in a sense, tutoring maybe 15 of them at once, the others using virtual education by using their tablets or their PCs, and another third of the students either in discussion or doing homework or exercises. So you can take the pressure off the teacher, but by doubling the number of students and using virtual education, you can afford now to pay the teachers a much more attractive salary, you know, at least 50% higher than where they are now. And I think that's becoming possible because of the move to virtual education.
And what are we going to be teaching them in the future? Because we've already seen the start of teaching coding in even primary schools. What else or what other skills are we going to have to imbue our kids with?
Well, I think even the most fundamentals of artificial intelligence, I think, are going to be an element there, which we're not expecting young people all to be programmers, of course, into the future at all. But I think an appreciation of what artificial intelligence can do. So in a sense, I think what's going to be interesting is whether or not the learning from the teacher is going to be as powerful throughout one's life, not as a legacy from the childhood days, but as powerful as the online information and the artificial intelligence is coming through. I think we're starting to see that even in the sort of the kindergarten stage. I mean, there was that rather frightening story of a mother who kept her five-year-old child up to the age of five free of tablets, PCs, mobile phones. She thought all that was just going to ruin the child's life, but she soon found out when the kid started school and came home bawling its eyes out, feeling like it was the dumbest kid in the whole class and was an idiot. And the mother, I think, took years to recover from that shock, even though she thought she was doing the right thing. And I think what that's telling us is that the ability to learn almost by osmosis, and certainly virtual, is almost transcending the sort of formal education element that we've been so used to for literally centuries and millennia.
Phil Riven, ending that report.